We're in the Keses HaSofer. We're beginning Simen Yud Zayin, which is about sewing up a Sefer Torah. Din Tfira Sefer Torah Uboi Zayin Seifim. Seif Aleph. Tofrin Yerias HaSefer Torah Zu Bezu. We sew the Yerias of the Sefer Torah, one to each other, one to the next. V'halocha L'maish Misinai She'ein Tofrin Oysan Ela Begidim Shel Behema Oichaya Tahira. There is a halacha l'maishim misinai that this sewing has to be done with the gidim of a behema or chaya, which are tahar. V'im tafran shaloi begidin, and if the Sefer Torah is sewn up without gidim, oi begidei tmeya, or with gidim from a tamei animal, psula, the Sefer Torah is not kosher, ad sheyatira v'yachzer v'yitfor k'halacha, until it is unsewn and re-sewn properly. According to the halacha, ein liknois gidin me'akum. One is not permitted, therefore, to buy gidin from a goy. Mishum di'ikal amecha shema mibehema tmeahim. Because why would a goy, dafka, be careful to sell you only gidin from a behema tahira? Perhaps he's selling you gidin from a behema tmeah. V'tzarech iyon emuter litfar begid hanasha. And we can clear if one is permitted to sew a sefer Torah with gidin from the gid hanasha. Mipnei she'enei muter beficha. Because a gid hanasha l'chayra is not muter beficha, which is maybe, perhaps, like a behema tmeya in that sense. V'nir ali l'hachmir, and the Kesa says that he believes that one should be machmir regarding the shayla of sewing with the gid hanasha. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Sifkot Aleph, Toifrin ha'yirias, we sew the yirias to each other. V'sefer melechas ha'kodesh, and the sefer melechas ha'kodesh, the Sefer, at the end of the Sefer, Nishal b'masha kosvin es kol ha-Sefer Torah, he was asked regarding the practice that we have, that we write the entire Sefer Torah, v'yacharkach tofrin yachad es ha-yirias, and after the Sefer Torah is complete, then we sew the yirias together. Ay v'harei havei tasev eloi min ha-asai, l'chayra, that is an iser of tasev eloi min ha'asui, kevan she'ikar ha-mitzvah hi ha-ksiva. It's not an iser, but it invalidates the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is the ksiva. V'ha'pnei Yeshua b'msechtes sukkah daf yud alef kosav, the tasev eloi min ha'asui shayach b'chol ha-mitzvahs. And the Pnei Yeshua says that tasev eloi min ha'asui is by all mitzvahs. It's not only by tzitzis and places where it says a lashon of tasev, but it's by all mitzvahs. So therefore, when the Sefer Torah is sewn together, maybe you should have to sew the yirias together first and then write it, because the ikar mitzvah is the ksiva. But if you write it first and then you sew it together, maybe that's called tasev eloi min ha'asai. V'heshiv, and the Melechus HaKodesh, which was authored by the Tshuva Me'ava, he answers, the ulai mitam zeh nagu ha'seifrim laniach eza oisiyas b'seif ha'seifer. Maybe this is where the minhag comes from, to leave a few oisiyas at the end of the Sefer Torah, ve'en kosvin oisiyas nadacher chibur kol ha'yirias, because that way you're going to be writing after the sewing. So you're avoiding the problem of tasev eloi min ha'asai. Ve'oid kosav, and the Melechus HaKodesh writes further, the gam lazeh ein tzrichin, we don't really have to come on to that lamdus, ki tekef bigmar haksiva, because as soon as the ksiva is complete, kiyem es ha-mitzvah, he was mekayem the mitzvah of ata kisviluchem es ha-shira ha-zois. Aye, it needs to be sewn. V'hatfira ein ayela mishum kavadat zibur. You're only sewing it up for kavadat zibur, but you already be'etzem or mekayem the mitzvah even before the Sefer Torah was sewn up. Ayin sham. V'hinei. Mashahevi b'pshem ha'pnei Yeshua. This that the Melechus HaKodesh brings from the Pnei Yeshua, the Tazev Elayim Na'asei Shayach B'chol HaMitzvahs, Lo Yehutzrech Lahavi Zayis b'shem ha'pnei Yeshua. Who needs the Pnei Yeshua for that? V'gam Lo Yemuchach Minei Midi. You can't prove anything from the Pnei Yeshua. The Holei Kosev El Lamanda Amar the Yolaf Lulav Misuka. The Pnei Yeshua was only being Mechiach that there's a din of Tazev Elayim Na'asei by Lulav, which he proves from Sukkah, because by Sukkah it also says that you have to make the sukkah. There's a lashon of tasa by sukkah. Shekein mavur b'gemara menachos daf lamed gimel lamed beis l'inyan mezuzah. Because let's back up a step. Right, again, he says there's no proof from the Pnei Yeshua because he's only saying it according to the Manda Amar that you learn out lulav misukkah. So mamela, there's no raya that there's a din of tasa v'loy min ha'asai by sefer Torah. And furthermore, he says, I know this anyway, that there's a din of tasa v'loy min ha'asai by all mitzvahs, because the Gemara Menachos says le'inyan mezuzah amir avacha b'reidu rava lo'ishna ela shehemid ulebesayf chotach. It's talking about, the Gemara over there is talking, where you put up the doorpost, and then you cut the place for the mezuzah, and you put the mezuzah in. But if you put the mezuzah in first, it will be soif hamid, and then you put up the mezuzah psula. Why? Because tasev alei menasei. So you see already from the Gemara in Menachos that tasev alei menasei applies to other mitzvahs as well. And this that the Melachos HaKadosh says, that this is why we leave blank oisius for achnasa sefer Torah, akati kosher, it's still shver. Man nasa b'sefer Torah yoshen, shnikru atfiris b'ayfen shenifsal. Let's say, very nice, so you left some letters that were apostle, right? Now you fill it in, and now you're mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, and the ksiva is done after the tefirah. That's very nice. But what's going to happen now in 5 years from now when the tefirah rips and it becomes possible, and now you sew it together, so you're back to your original problem. This that the Melechus Shemayim says, the Melechus HaKadosh says, that the tefirah is not part of the mitzvah. You already mekayim the mitzvah before the tefirah, and you're only sewing it up for kavodat tzibur. Melechus Shemayim already says that the Melechus HaKadosh made a mistake. The sewing is mamish part of the mitzvah. It's not just mishum kavodat tzibur. Where did he get that from? That sewing it up is only mishum kavodat tzibur. So he's not happy with the Melech Zakodesh Bechlal. L'fi ani asdaiti, Memela, the Lishka says, Hayanir le'achiach mizeh, dekol sha'oisin le'tzerech hechsher mitzvah, anything that you're doing to create the mitzvah ba'atzma, lo'y shayach be'y mishum tasev lo'y min ozoi, v'lachain v'manav shachnicha, and Memela, it's for sure going to be kosher. De'im atfira hi chiyuvis, because if you have to sew up the ureas, im kain hi gufa asiyah de sefer Torah. So that's the asira. Who says that only the ksiva is the asiya? The sewing is also the asiya hi. Ugmar ma'isahi. Memela, you don't have any problem bechlal sewing it up after it's written. V'ayin bach erechayim simen tov reish lamed hei. And have a look in the bach. Kosav, he says, de meniach es aschach. Let's say someone would put schach on top of the... let's say he has a pergola. So he puts schach on the pergola. And then he makes walls. The Bach says that's not a problem of tasev leimen asei, because he made the schach l'shem sukkah l'tzel, which is what it's supposed to be. And if you're going to tell me that because there's no walls, ain't a love shame oil, so Mamela the schach is not called an oil because you can only be an oil on top of a area that has walls, you don't need walls. All you need, I don't need that it should be an oil on a mokka and mukaf mechitzis. It's enough that I'm putting up schach v'sheid, l'shem sukkah. D'chsiv chagas sukkah is taseh v'loy min ha'ozei. You have to make a sukkah v'loy min ha'ozei. V'ein lanu raya sh'layaseh schach t'chila. The Bach says, adkan l'shani, the Bach says, there's no hachreyach b'chlal to say that I can't put up the schach first. V'haynu, kevan de'b'schach atzmai leka greyusa elashad fanes chasera. Since there's nothing wrong with the schach, all we have is missing walls, but there's no chisaron in the schach. So le'ich b'slan, in such a case, I don't care that I put up the schach first. U'memela nicha nami b'had kais v'nasa yirias. U'memela is the same thing by us. When you wrote the yirias already, v'charkach tveifer naisan yachad, it's no different than putting up the schach first and then putting up the walls, which the Bach holds, is not a problem. Ach l'chura ha'kasha, but l'chayra, we do have a different question. What's that? The hayatir ois paisal. We know that, let's say you added a letter in a sefer Torah, which was not supposed to be there. You have the word oisam, which is in, let's say, supposed to be without a vav, and you added a vav. So now the sefer Torah is paisal vim gardai, and let's say you erase the vav, achar kach mischasher a sefer Torah. That kasher is the sefer Torah. I the name of David tasev leimen ha'asoi. So let's say it's a problem of tasev leimen ha'asoi. It should be the same case as somebody who makes a sukkah indoors, and then he takes the roof off. V'haya raya the kosher mehad ma'isim v'kol yom shemachshirim ligroid es hayisrain. And yet we see that avada by a mezuzah or a sefer Torah, where you have an extra letter and you scrape it away, that we know from ma'isim v'kol yom that it's kosher. U'be'emesh ken kosev harama b'simin tov reish chavav sif beis, that when you put the schach up and then you take the roof off, it's gonna be kosher. The Magen Avraham says that if you put schach on top of a roof, and then you remove the roof from under the schach, posel. That's going to be posel. And tzarachin lechura. That he also says that it's a very shvera psak from the Magen Avraham, that my nafka mina, whether I put the schach up with the roof underneath it and then I remove the roof, or if I put the schach up with the roof above it and then I remove the gag. The same way the latter case is kosher, so too the former case should also be kosher. Says the Lishkas HaSofer, Sifkotin Beis, Begidim Shel Behema Echaya, Aval Ein Teifrin Betal Dirosh. You shouldn't sew with these Taldi Rosh, what's that? Shehu Ritzu is Dakais Miklaf. It's these thin strips of klaf which you can use in lieu of the threads that you're supposed to use, the sinews, the threads made of ligaments and sinews. So instead of using that, you should not use threads which are made from strips of klaf. V'chein ein teifrim b'meisarim. You shouldn't also b'meitarim. You shouldn't sew with strings, hanasim ibnei me'ayim, which are made from the kishkas of the animal. V'chein begidei oif, and also with the ligaments and sinews of a fowl, ein teifrin. You should not sew with that either. Mishum de ba'oif einar niyoidim, eza meham kruyim gidim. Because in a chicken or a bird, we don't know what's called gidim. In other words, there are ligaments and sinews and tendons in the oif, and we don't know which one is called the halachic gidim. And the Kesis says, that's what the Neid Behuda says, but v'tzarech iyan, it's a little shver, ki lafiyan eyesdaiti nera poshut, the tzaymes hagidim vada gidim ninu. If you sew with the tzaymes hagidim, which are in the leg of the animal, that's vada gidim ninu, that's for sure gidim. So the Kesis doesn't understand why that would be a problem bichlal. Sifkotin gimel, psula, right? We said that if you sew with the gidim of a behemoth tmeya, that's not going to be kosher. U'b'shas etchak, what if you're stuck and you don't have anything else? She'ein lahem gidim. Ve'ein lahem b'mal likrois, and they don't have another Sefer Torah to read from either. So what do you do? All you have is these areas. You have gidim from a not behemoth tahira, and you need to have kriyas atahira. So what are you supposed to do? So teifrin b'chutei pishton, you can use flax, linen threads. You can sew up as hayiriyah zubazu, v'chein ba'amudim, and also to the atzei chayim, v'karim ba'ayin, and you can read from the Sefer Torah in the meantime, ad asher yasigu gidim l'tafray, until you can get a hold of gidim to sew the Sefer Torah ki hilchasay. U'kshiyesh lahem gidim, but the second they get their hands on some kosher gidim, also likris ba'ayin, you're not allowed to read from the Sefer Torah anymore, ad sheyitviru b'gidim ki hilchasay, until you sew the Sefer Torah together halachically, in a halachically acceptable fashion with kosher gidim. V'im ein lahem rak chutei meshi, and if all they have is silk threads, yichaylin gamken b'shasat chak litvar boy, you can use silk threads b'shasat chak as well. Aval chutei pishtan, but threads made from linen or flax, adifim imeshi, if you have a choice of linen threads or silk threads, you're better off using the linen threads, ki ameshi yoytzei min atayloam sheim tmeim, because silk comes from a worm, which is a tamei animal. So therefore, we would prefer a natural, a worm is also natural, but we would prefer threads made from linen, which has no inherent problem with it, as opposed to the silk, which comes from a tamei animal. Beis, in the Kesis HaSofer, Loichin hagidim shehen ba'ekev. You take lechatchila ba'okev. You take lechatchila the tendons that are found in the heel of a behema v'chaya shehem levonim, because those threads are white. v'imhem koshin mirachichan, and if they're too stiff to work with, so you soften them up ba'avonim with stones, ad sheyasu kepishtan, until they become like linen, v'tovin, and then you spin them, v'tovin oisan, v'shoizrin oisan, and you twist them, u'behem teifrin, hatfilin, v'yiriyas, sefer Torah, ubehem teifrin hatfilin v'yiriyas sefer Torah, v'toiv litfar begide shor. Right, so you take these gidim and you spin them to turn them into proper threads, and then you do shazira, which makes it stronger. You twist them together, and you use that to sew up tefillin and sefer Torah. And it's best to use gidim, even though we said it could be from a behema chaya, but not a knife. But it's best to use a gidim from a shor, which is an axe. Se'if gimel in the Kesa Sefer, kisha teifrin es ha-yirias, when sewing the yirias together, ein teifrin oisan mitchilosan va'ad seifan, you don't sew the yiria from the top all the way down to the bottom. Ela meniach ma'at milamala. In other words, you have yirias which have a certain height, and you put them side by side, and then you sew them together. So don't sew all the way from the top to the bottom. Rather, elaminiach ma'at milamala, you should leave a little bit of space at the top, u'ma'at milamata, and a little bit of space at the bottom. Rabbeinu Chananel in Megillah says you should leave about an etzba's worth of space, beloy tfira, unsown, kidei shaloy tikra, hayiria b'emtza, so that the yiria should not rip in the middle. Kishe yiglal oisa, because if it's too stiff at the top, so when you do glila, it's not going to have any give by the seam, and it's going to rip in the middle of the urea. V'kol hashar yiyatofer, but the rest of the connection, meaning the area that's not at the extreme top and the area that's not at the extreme bottom, the rest of it, the other 90% of it or whatever it is, that should be sewn up. V'hatfiris mibachutz, and when making the stitching, it should be on the outside of the Sefer Torah, because obviously it looks less nice if it's on the inside of the Sefer Torah. But the Evet, and that's taka what we do. If you look at the Sefer Torah, everybody knows that the Yerias are folded on the outside, the back part of the Sefer Torah, that keeps it nice. So that's the din of Atfiris Mibachutz. But the Evet, and Leishier Haktzavos, if the Sefer sewed it all the way from the top, all the way to the bottom, which he was not supposed to do, if the sefer did not follow this halacha and he sewed it from top to bottom, it's going to be kosher anyway. Halacha dalad. Yesh noyagin ledabik matleisa me'achire hatefer. There are those that have the minig to add on patches on the back me'achire hatefer, behind the stitching, lamala ulamata, at the top and the bottom of the connection of the areas, kedei lechazek yoiser, in order to make it stronger. V'yesh mefakfek bazen, there's what to complain about this, there's what to be unhappy about this. V'al kol panim, that said, yizaru shalo yadbiku oisan biktzavei shalo yirias, if you're going to put on these matleisim, they shouldn't be at the very edge, the very top and the very bottom of the areas mamish, ele yishar lamala ulamata shir b'li tfiro b'li matlis. Like we said, that the stitching shouldn't be till the very top, so too the matlesim also shouldn't be at the very top. You don't need to attach these matlesim with kosher glue. They're only there for extra added chizuk, but they're not actually necessary. You don't need deva kosher. The B'nayayin says that l'chatchila you should use deva kosher if possible. Says the Lishka in Sifkot and Dalet, v'yesh mefakfik b'zeh, v'sefer b'nei yoyna kosev, in the sefer b'nei yoyna he writes as follows, v'zeh l'shoyna, v'hinei atam ekarav hin higua sefer m'ladavik matleisim echari atefer. It's a new minig to put on these matleisim, v'einam mishayrim klum, and they don't leave anything at the top and the bottom. V'aymrim sh'amatlis mechaber liyos kulay ke'echad, v'hadevek hu ki'ilu hu yiria achas, they taina that this turns the two yirias into one Yiriyah miklaf echad v'lo yikra b'mokim hadevik, and it's not going to rip in the spot where the glue is. V'adirah b'yoyser mar yikra b'emtza klaf, and rather it'll rip in the middle of the yiriyah rather than at the edges mimokim dibukai. V'gam lo yisrach b'mokim hashir, and also the space where you left over the without stitching and at the top and the bottom, it won't widen. Kilo yimtach mipnei amatlis. It's not going to stretch because you have the matlis there. Hadavuk boy lafukei betefer gidin. As opposed to if you just sew it up with gidim yimtach mokem hatefer, it's going to stretch atzmai. For us kishayia mitech bechayzik, when it stretches, with power. Somebody does glila and it stretches bechayzik yisrachev mokem hashir. So then it's going to get even wider. V'yifsoik mehodkei, and it's going to rip v'imkain hula ein tzarich l'shayirim midubakim. So therefore, you're not going to have to leave over this extra space if you're going to have it glued together with the matlasim. This is their taina. V'ani aymer kama shari safri lahafriz al midas chazal. What do they think they're doing being mafriz al midas chazal? Chazal told us what to do. Shehem tignu l'shayir betefer. V'lo yuchlu l'takim bedevek k'moy shechachmu heim lasis. Chazal couldn't think of this etzah of gluing it together with devek. Definitely, of course, Chazal could have said such a thing, and they didn't say to do that. But they didn't. These people who are putting on the matlasim, they don't chap the pshat. Ilan, our Gemara, the Amru b'Megillah, it says in the Gemara in Megillah, and if you tell some of Beis, b'tchila Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shiur Hatefer. It says at the beginning of the Gemara over there, Rabbi Yochanan says Shiur Hatefer Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. First, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan said that leaving over the space is halacha l'moshe misinai at the top and at the bottom. U'machu le'amaycha, and they disagreed with him. They told him it's not true. Le'amru elosh le'yikra. It's just an inyan that it shouldn't rip. V'chashvu heim, and these people think shelo yikra b'toich hatefer. They think that it shouldn't rip in the place where it's sewn up. V'hani aymer, and I say de'imi shum shelo yikra mitoich hatefer lo'yar v'chashu chazal etakin klal b'zeh. If that was the problem, Chazal never would have made a takano lashmina etzatoy v'kazois. D'may nafgamina yihadar yitfirenu, because what's the nafgamina if you're going to go and sew it up again? Who needs Chazal for that? So that's not the problem. Why did Chazal make this takana? El d'chashu shema mitoich ahidu karaba yikra sefetor b'mtzi'isa. Chazal were worried that if it's sewn up till the top, so where's it going to rip? It's going to rip in the middle of the area. For Yavayulid Ekara B'Shem, and Altira Shem Hashem, and Bekisvei HaKadosh, letters of Kisvei HaKadosh. Vim Kainu Adirabe, Madevik Vamatlis Chazokim Kolkach, Achla Yira Herchev Ashir. If the Matlesim are so strong that it won't let it open at all in that leftover spot, Vim Kain Adir Asilide Hiduk Ravi Yikrena Bemza Klaf. So then it's going to tear in the middle of the Klaf, Yikra Ksavchas Vishalim. That's not, and that Chazal, it's exactly what Chazal were trying to prevent. It's a terrible thing that they're doing. Because the way they're doing it, you're not going to see the extra spot have any give to it. And this that they say, that the space is not going to open up even if you leave over that space because the matlesim are so strong. Yeah, it can't be that it's not going to open up a little bit. Can't be. And if it is true, like they're saying, it's better not to make them at all. Shiur hatefer hahu, because this is a takanas chachamim that you should have this shiur. V'talmid oruch biyodam, and it's a mefurish gemara. Hayu ad shechashvu leyes halachal meishmi sinai. It's such so poshut in the gemara that there's even a havamina like we read that it's halachal meishmi sinai. Mistama mitakanasin uksei rasan he v'loy l'shem etza toiv l'chud memela zetman, that if they had a havamina it's halachal meishmi sinai. It's not just an etza toiv, it's a takanas chachamim to help save from tearing kisvei hakodesh ki mishum chashash kera b'ksav, because we don't want it to tear. Lachain ein lahakel boy lefoches laniach shir, at least even if you are going to put matlesim on, at least you should leave over a shir and don't put it all the way at the top. V'tmihani shalei nizker midivrei Rambam, and it's a pella to me that they didn't mention this that the Rambam says shekosif lehedya dachshashu shalei tikra yiriya b'amtzah. The Rambam says black on white that the fear is that the urea is going to rip in the middle of the urea. V'lachein gam lefi yinayasdaiti nira ki toiv yoyser shalei ledabe klal matlesim, better not to put on matlesim at all. Says the Keses in Halacha, hey mechabrim lehasefer Torah shnei amudim. You add on to the sefer Torah two amudim, echad b'roishay ve'echad b'soifay. one at the beginning of the Sefer Torah and one at the end. Vagilian Shashir Bereisher B'Sefer Yirchachal Amudim, the extra margin at the beginning and the end, you roll onto the Amudim, V'yitfireno, and you sew it on. Gamkein V'gidim Dafka. Should be sewn on dafka with gidim. V'yishar bein ha'amud la'adaf shtei etzbois, and you leave over an extra two etzbois gilian between there and the ksav. Asur l'davikas ha'yirias bedevek sovav ha'amudim. You cannot attach the yirias to the atzei chayim with glue. Ki la'achar yamim ravim yisyavish, because the glue will dry up. Ha'devek v'yisparadu ha'amudim, and it'll separate from the atzei chayim. As I zokta b'nei yoyna. Halocha vavim nikra ha'tfira bein shtei yirias. If the stitching between two yirias rips, im hanisher harayv tof, im nisher harayv tof, or if it's still mostly attached, kairim ba, you can relain from the Sefer Torah, filu chatchila, vim lav, but if most of it is detached, ain kairim ba, vafilu im kairay tziyu, and even if you already took out the Sefer Torah, machzir no isa, you might see in Sefer Torah acher, if it's mostly torn, you take out another Sefer Torah, vim ein Sefer Torah acher, what if you don't have one? So im hakera hu bezeh, chumash etzirichin likros ba, if you're in the middle of Vayikra, Lamashal, and it's in Vayikra, so then in Kayan Alan Kain Nishru Lakalapachas, Hamisha Tviris. You can't lane from it unless you have still a minimum of five stitchings attached. Avalima Kerahuba Khumish Acher, but if let's say you're in the middle of Vayikra and the Kera is in the middle of Bereshis, so then Kayan by Afal Pishalay Nishru Rakts Shtei Tviris. As long as you have two stitchings still attached, that's enough and you're allowed to lane from it. Zayin, im yiriya achas ein atfura im ha-sefer Torah. If you have one yiriya that's not attached, sewn up with the rest of the Sefer Torah, and filu munachas imoy, even if the yiriya is there together with it, laying together with it, ein koren bo, you're not allowed to read from that Sefer Torah.